Thank you, Roger. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the results presentation, and we are now open for any questions you may have. Please click on the microphone icon located next to your name in the Participants tab to indicate that you wish to ask a question. When it is your turn, you will be prompted by the system to turn on your microphone. Once done, you may begin to address your question. For the best audio quality, you are highly encouraged to use a headphone with microphone. Please kindly provide your name and the company you're representing before you present your questions. Thank you.
Hello, this is Vivian from Phillip Securities. Can you hear me?
Hi, Vivian. We can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Marcus. Thanks, Roger, for the presentation. Just a few questions. So first of all, I would like to do a clarification. So it was mentioned that the two chemical tankers are going to be traded in the spot market. So under the employment profile slide, it's still one in the spot and one under time charter. Is that because it hasn't been transferred to the spot trading, or yeah, I would just like to do a clarification on that.
The reason for that is because the graph in the presentation shows a picture as at 30th of June, and the second vessel basically ended the charter in July. This is the reason. So as at the 30th of June, one vessel was trading spot, one vessel was employed under time charter. As of today, both vessels are trading spot.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot. And next question would be, we see that the revenue, if we were to compare quarter on quarter, comparing to first Q 21, the revenue has slightly declined, but the net profit or profit after tax has slightly increased. Could you explain more on the reasons behind that?
You mean compared to Q1 this year?
Yes.
That's basically due to a slightly better market than in Q1.
But the revenue, why was the revenue down in that case?
On top of revenue, we are also keeping very tight cost control. As you can see in our financials, we have been able to reduce the other expenses as well. The management fees have reduced. So this is why the EBITDA was better. But we can take that offline as well, and we can elaborate further.
Sure, that's a great clarification. Thanks a lot. And moving on then, if we were to look in the second half of 2021, would you say that it would be relatively, like on a quarterly basis, would it be relatively closer to 2Q levels or still about the same level as first Q?
It's very difficult in the current market to make prediction, as it really depends on how the pandemic plays out, how the different market constituents like the oil producing countries behave. Overall, with the majority of our fleet being employed under fixed rate period charters, we believe that the second half of the year should be rather uneventful for us.
Okay, sure, thanks.
I could add that I've, from a market point of view, I think Q3 will be probably quite similar to Q2, but we would always have a hope that seasonality plays its card a little bit in Q4, and if we get some not bad weather, but if we get more weather delays on ships, delayed in ports and things like that, that maybe Q4 will traditionally Q4 would see a slightly higher market. I would say generally Q3 is one, if you look through history, Q3 is always the one of the worst periods of the year.
Okay, so may I then clarify that if we were to look from a historical perspective, Q3 would be generally weaker, but seasonality plays out such that the Q4 would kind of recover a little.
Q4 would be better. Often, I would say within a year, Q4 and Q1 are the better years. So, because it's the winter in the northern hemisphere. So, I think as much as Q3 might be a bit flat and not very exciting, Q4 I would hope will be probably one of the better periods of the whole year. Because by then, also, we would hope the pandemic. The current situation we're with, the Delta variant, is obviously here in Asia, is having a bigger impact, but it really depends how that pans out. If Europe reopening and the US reopening continues and they don't get a setback, then, you know, those Western markets will have the traditional uplift in November, December, which will make Q4 probably the best period of this year.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Roger. Just one last question for me. So we have been seeing in the news, you know, some US airlines have been expressing positive opinions on the resumption of air travel. But I mean, the COVID cases have been on the rise again. So I'd like to ask your thoughts on that. More of your opinion on what would resumption in air travel pan out in the near, maybe the second half of 2021? Just your thoughts on that, yeah.
Kerosene or jet fuel is accounting for 15-20% of the total cargoes for product tankers. So air traffic has been down more than 50% last year and this year so far, which means that essentially the whole product tanker market was down more than 10% just from the impact of reduced air traffic. Now, if you account for a gradual normalization of air traffic, you can make the math and say if air traffic returns to, say, 75% on average this year, the shortfall in the overall product trade just from this product will reduce from more than 10% to like 5%, less than 5%. So certainly the uptick in air traffic gives us some hope that the product tanker market will be stronger in the near future or in the nearer future. And one can already see that the product tanker markets are performing better than, for instance, the crude oil markets, which are more dependent on the oil producing countries' decisions. When you just look at the freight rates in the market, and the freight rates for product tankers have been better, which is also why our FSL Singapore has performed better than the FSL Hong Kong, which is a crude oil tanker and had a slightly negative EBITDA, whilst FSL Singapore had a positive EBITDA.
Okay, sure. Thanks. And sorry, one last, if I may, one last question. Has the net proceeds from the sale of the FSL Osaka been accounted for? May I ask if that was in first Q or second Q?
That was in first Q. Okay. We delivered the vessel in Q1, so it was accounted for in Q1.
Okay, sure. Yeah, thanks a lot. That's all for me.
All right. Thank you, Vivian. Are there any more questions? It seems that there are no more questions from the audience. Thank you very much. This brings us to the end of the results webcast. Thank you for joining us today. We wish you a good day ahead. Stay safe, and we look forward to speaking next quarter. Thank you.